This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For Sunday, does the team have a 101 lap strategy?
Certainly. I mean, I think every team up and down pit lane does. We've seen it happen here before. I'm pretty sure Dario was the last guy to win a race short one. So it's going to be on top of everybody's mind. You know, if we're able to get the race started on Sunday, that's absolutely going to be, you know, what happens. It's going to be the race to the cloud if it looks like it's coming in.
And coming from the last row?
Certainly not ideal. But at the same time, if it looks like it's going to become that kind of race, we can take bigger risks on strategy. You know, we can take bigger risks on fuel and maybe take an earlier yellow than some other guys would be willing to with better track position, which could ultimately, you know, be the kind of move that wins you the race. I mean, if you look at the way Rossi won in 16, you know, it was a fuel mileage situation that was caused by him being at the back. You know, he had a bad pit stop and that kind of put him off sequence. So if it ends up being something rain related, who knows, that could actually play into our hands.
James, where did it have been the funny story right now? And I was told you'd be a good person to ask this, but if you're in the middle of a race and you need to use the restroom, what do?
You don't have time to make a stop. So if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Do you have a particular spot on the track that you try to do straightaways?
I've never had to do it on I've never had to do it under green. I've only done it once before, so whoever told you to ask me is being a jerk. I don't know where Will is, but go ask him. He's the pro.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's harder to do than you think, though, especially under green. So, I mean, I think you got to at least wait for a caution.
James, I think you've got a good sense of humor, so I was going to ask you, what is the soundtrack to your life?
The soundtrack to my life? Oh, man. Oh, man, I'd have to think about that one. There's got to be something appropriate. There's got to be some album out there that's like, really, really, really happy, fast song, and then really, really slow, somber song. And then really, really happy, fast song, and then really, really slow, somber song. So whatever, like, the most roller coastery album that you can find, that one.
James, what's the approach on race day for you when you wake up in the morning? How do you approach those situations? You're at this big track.
You start by putting on pants.
That's a good start.
It's a good start to the
bathroom's
day.
Bathroom's probably included.
Bathroom's in there somewhere. Yeah. Brush your teeth. Healthy breakfast.
Food.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta have your balanced breakfast. The thing about it, man, is you always try to treat this race as any other race. You know, you try to do the same things, go through the same routine, the same ritual, the same thing that gets you in the zone at any other track should, in theory, work here and should be what you do. The more extra attention you put into certain things or extra pressure you put on yourself, I feel like potentially sets you up for failure, to be honest. So it's hard to do, and I don't think anybody is able to do it completely, but you try to push what Indy is and what it means out of your mind and just think, hey, I got to do 200 laps of this track.
Will it be extra special being in this race after missing last year in the break?
I mean, certainly. It certainly gives you a little more, I don't want to say appreciation because that makes it sound like we didn't have a crazy amount of appreciation beforehand, but after what we went through last year and then the stress of this year, man, qualifying weekend was definitely a different vibe than we were hoping for. But I think these, you know, it motivates everybody. You know, I think it really does. And everybody on our team especially knows how easy it is to not be in this race and how much you have to appreciate and value everybody that gets to be in here.
All right, starting 32nd, what will be your approach at the beginning of this race? Just kind of hang on and let it ride out?
It might be for the first little bit. You know, you just never know. We've got a pretty big field of rookies this year, and they're sort of scattered throughout the field. A 30-car draft really feels ugly going into turn one, I'm not going to lie. There's not a lot of air on the car. I mean, you lift off the throttle and you're still accelerating. There's such a draft. It's crazy. So it's the old saying, you can't win in the first corner, but you can certainly lose it. And, you know, we don't want to do anything silly early in the race. Once everything settles in, I think we've got a great car. I think the aero car is going to be just fine in traffic. I think the crew is going to be great in pit lane. So we've got 500 miles to make it up and try and get away to the top.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
James Hinchcliffe starts 32nd.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.